Hey, I'm Hannah Gelbart, and this is What in the World from the BBC World Service. Celebrities can influence the way we dress, the recipes we cook, how we decorate our homes, the music we listen to, and our political views. This can have a big impact. If an American celebrity endorses a politician, for example, it could encourage young people to go out and vote for them. But they can also get fierce backlash for expressing an opinion. It's a tough balance to strike. If you have millions of followers, some might disagree with you. Others might think you haven't gone far enough, or you could be criticised for not passing comment at all. When conflicts happen, like Israel and Gaza or Russia and Ukraine, high-profile people can come under pressure to speak out and say what they think. But in some parts of the world, like India and China, celebs and influencers are sometimes censored from sharing opinions altogether, unless they align with the state. So in this episode, we're going to be delving into celebrity politics around the world as we try to answer the question, are celebrities free to express their politics online? First up, we're going to Egypt. Liverpool football star Mo Salah, who's from Egypt, was criticised for not immediately saying anything about the war in Gaza when it broke out in October. So we're going to scroll through his social feed in a bit more detail. With me to talk through it all is Jaideh Taha from the What in the World team in Cairo. Hi.
Hi, Hannah.
So why was Mo Salah initially criticised for not saying anything on social media about the war?
So Egypt and the Arab world in general think really highly of Mo Salah. They've been calling him for years the Arab's pride. So when the latest escalation in Gaza broke out, Arabs online were on high alert on who is speaking out on Gaza and who is not. On top of this list was, of course, Mo Salah, given his prominence beyond the Arab world. So I think many Arabs were mainly expecting him to use his reach and talk about the context of the Palestinian issue, express support to the Palestinians and so forth, given his background as an Arab and as a Muslim figure. So when he was silent for more than a week, the general criticism was that he kind of let the Arabs down. Though it should be noted that the Egyptian Red Crescent announced that Salah earlier donated to the people of Gaza before actually speaking up.
What's interesting here is that he then did a U-turn and he did say something. He came out and he posted a video on X, Twitter, in support of people in Gaza. Do you know what made him change his mind? Was it the pressure he was under?
Yeah, so on 18 October, he posted a brief video in English language in which he urged world leaders to allow the entry of aid into Gaza. And he also mentioned scenes of the bombardment of one of the Gaza hospitals and called them horrific. We cannot really tell for sure whether Salah was initially planning to post the video in support of Gaza or he changed his mind after the intense criticism, which of course could be a factor. But it's definitely interesting that the video came out days after both the Premier League put out a statement saying it was shocked and saddened by the escalating crisis in Israel and Gaza. And it was later also reposted by Liverpool on X, formerly Twitter.
So I'm really interested how his video was received in Egypt and if there was any backlash to his video internationally.
Yeah, so although some people praised him for the video and others said, yay, he finally spoke up, many expressed frustration saying that they hoped he remained silent because they felt that his stance was not really strong enough or that it was a bit neutral.
So let's hear a few of those comments.
It would have been better if you stayed silent.
Thank you for your courage. It's better late than never.
I wish you hadn't spoken these weak words.
People criticise him for not posting and people criticise him for posting. It must be quite a difficult position that celebrities like him are in.
Exactly. And especially in his case, because they think very highly of him and they hold him to a very, very high standard. Mo Salah in general, he's known for being very careful, very cautious on what he puts out and what he speaks about. Honestly, even before the war in Gaza, he has been constantly scrutinized for every single action. During the African Cup, he was criticized when he got injured.
In general, are football players of Mo Salah's status allowed to make political statements online?
So generally, we know that there are these regulations by the FIFA, the international governing body of the Association of Football and the UK Football Association, to separate politics from sports, like prohibiting players to express political stances during a game and so on. I haven't been able to find clear regulations except on the field and FIFA's laws and so on.
Thank you so much for joining me. It's been brilliant having you.
Thank you so much, Hannah.
It is common for public figures in Egypt to comment on international issues like the war in Gaza, but they rarely share views about their own government. Egyptian celebs living abroad, however, are a lot more vocal about domestic issues. Next, we're going to head to India, where it's also pretty rare for public figures to express strong views online about their country. And when they do, it can sometimes have serious consequences. Last year, for example, an Indian actor, Chetan Kumar, was arrested for a tweet criticising Hindu nationalist ideology. Now, Hindu nationalism has been part of Indian politics for decades, and at various points, it's been used by both of India's major political parties, the BJP and Congress, as a way to win the vote of the country's Hindu majority. We asked Ripsha Mukherjee, a BBC reporter in Delhi, to explain a bit more.
So according to media reports, Chetan Kumar was arrested because the complainant accused him of insulting religion as well as religious beliefs and making some remarks that promote enmity in society. Also, it is important to note that in this controversial tweet, he made reference to the Hindu god Ram and he made some controversial remarks about the deity. Kumar's arrest was widely covered by mainstream media outlets, including national dailies and websites, pan-India websites. So it got a wide range of coverage that he was arrested over his controversial tweet. And following this incident, in fact, Chetan has been appearing on several TV debates as a commentator expressing his views. So I would say the arrest did bring into attention some of the remarks that Chetan Kumar has been very vocally making.
Chetan Kumar has often made headlines for his political views and is better known for this than his acting. His supporters say that he is targeted for his activism, but despite all this, he continues to share his views online. Let's go to China now. How free are celebrities there to really say what they think? I'm here with Kerry Allen, who monitors Chinese media for the BBC. Hi, Kerry.
Hi, Hannah.
We've been talking about how some celebrities use social media to make political comments, and I was wondering, is that common in China?
It's incredibly uncommon. I mean, I suppose it depends whether they're making a message that is supportive of or against the government. But generally, on Chinese social media platforms, you don't have celebrities talking about Xi Jinping. It's something that they're even too scared to really get into. Xi Jinping is the president of China. But what you will sometimes get is certain government slogans. For example, a few years ago, there was a propaganda campaign to stress that Taiwan was a part of China, a subject that's up for debate. You might see some celebrities sharing some of the propaganda campaigns to basically show that they're supportive of government messaging. But if they want to leave a message that is anti-government or anti-Communist Party, that can lead to massive overnight cancel culture. It just does not happen in China whatsoever. Celebrities are very much aware that they can lose sponsorship. They can literally, their entire social media platform will be cancelled. And I should say as well, this is the case not just for domestic celebrities. There's this awareness. There's also the awareness of foreign celebrities that if they make a message that is anti-government, that can lead to them being banned from the country or never being allowed to do sponsorship deals within China.
Who are some of the people who've been banned?
Well, for example, Lady Gaga, a few years ago, she met with the Dalai Lama, and this was seen as so bad for the Chinese government that she's been banned from performing in the country or even visiting. Another celebrity as well, Justin Bieber, because there were previous media articles on his associations with drugs. He was seen as a bad influence on young Chinese people. So he's also been banned from performing.
What is the role of celebrities in China?
I would say that to be a good celebrity in China, you have to have a very good understanding of the values that the country is always trying to promote and very much keep up with that messaging. You can very easily fall out of the limelight just by, for example, smoking in an indoor building because that is something that the government sees as socially irresponsible. So, yeah, you have to be a very clean, very positive figure and talk a lot about the good that China has done.
What about Chinese celebrities commenting on foreign issues like Ukraine and Russia or Israel Gaza?
Not really. No, you don't see this in China whatsoever. There's a feeling that if you're making a political message,
that, yeah, that cancel culture can come for you. So you don't see celebrities engaging in any way with events to do with Russia and Ukraine or to do with Gaza. You don't see celebrities talking politically about anything. Generally, there's an expectation of celebrities in China to show what the government calls social responsibility. So that's to talk more about social issues rather than engaging politically, because the Chinese government's messaging might change. And if their messaging isn't in line with that, that can lead to implications for them.
Kerry, brilliant to have you back on the podcast.
Thank you.
This all comes down to power and influence, especially in the world of social media, where everyone can have a voice. Some people think it's a public duty for those with big followings to use their influence to inform and educate. Others think that footballers should be allowed to just post about football. And with huge platforms comes the responsibility to get it right. Some celebs have been criticised for speaking up when they aren't well informed or for sharing misinformation. It's such a hot topic, and I would love to hear what you think about it. Do you think celebs and influencers should share their political views on social media or stick to what they know best? Get in touch, send us a voice note or an email. All of our contact details are in the show notes. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Hannah Gelbart, and this is What in the World from the BBC World Service. I'll be back tomorrow with another episode. Look forward to seeing you then. Bye.